The lunatics are in charge of the asylum. The church at large is in a state of rapid decline and decay, more so than it has ever been. An ever-increasing number of people think they are Christians when they are not, and along with them, are people who think they are qualified to lead Christian churches when nothing could be further from the truth. My wife and I visited a small church in our little rural town earlier in the year and we could not believe what we encountered. We tried to tolerate the fact that the music was extremely loud and all songs contemporary, which usually translates to a lot of vain simplistic repetitions that proclaim little if any biblical truth, only to find out from the young pastor that he views hymns as if they were from some old-fashioned bygone era that this modern world and modern church has no use for. This person running the church was someone who would not have a congregation if he needed the blessing of godly Christian elders. The hip pastor of this modern church is a rock and roll band member, who is covered in what he calls Christian tattoos, and he makes a living working at a tattoo parlor doing body piercings. He now has a girlfriend, but I don't know where that leaves his wife and young daughter. But from the testimony of people I know who attended that church, the pastor's wife was also a pastor there, conveniently ordained by her husband. She had some fun ideas for getting people to come to church. For example, she would dress up as the Easter Bunny and go downtown to invite people to the Easter service. When Halloween rolled around, she would dress up as a witch and walk around the church entertaining the kids. Fortunately, this church is closing down soon, after operating for less than 2 years. But how much damage have they done? From what I could see and from my own conversations with that so-called pastor, their philosophy of church was to do whatever it takes to please people, primarily please the young people, and to make church fun and to justify being both in the world and of the world. They did what they did because they really believed that if they did not, they would be a stumbling block to all sorts of young people who would otherwise be flocking to Christ. If it were not for all the stick and the mud Christians, who have the nerve to expect converted sinners to start acting like sheep instead of like goats. The only problem with that philosophy is that what Christ are you leading them to? An imaginary Christ who accepts sinners just as they are, not caring if they stay just as they are? Sanctification is meaningless in these kinds of churches. The gospel is also meaningless, because it is always a false free will gospel that puts the sinner in charge of his own salvation and puts Christ at the mercy of the sinner, hoping the sinner will find it in his wicked sinful heart to accept Christ. But the real Jesus Christ has mercy on whom he wills and doesn't save the ungodly so they can be ungodly still.